Can I tell you this morning, God hears you. God hears you. He hears your prayer. And God granted this man. He granted him his request. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren because he knew how to passionately pray for a blessing. James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. We've got to ask. We've got to open our mouth. Pastor can't do it for you. Your husband can't do it for you. Your wife, you've got to ask. God, I want your blessings. I want your love. God, I want your mercy. I want God's mercy. I want God's love. I want God's truth. Got to ask for it. It's time somebody, take a stand and begin to passionately pray for God to bless you. Bless my family. Bless my finance. Bless my home. Enlarge my borders. Bless my situation. There is only one way to get the blessings of God. You've got to pray and call on God. Oh, that He would bless me indeed. God, bless me. God, step in on my behalf and take care of this situation. I'm not the great teacher or preacher that Pastor is. I know that. The way his mind works fascinates me. But I've got an incredible teacher, mentor, and friend. And so do you. I'm not that smart, but I would like to tell you what I believe was one little thing that's wrong with Christianity today and religion today. We've gotten away from prayer. We've gotten away from that relationship with God. We have our memorized prayers. Rub-a-dub-dub, thank God for the grub. Now I lay me down to sleep. But where's that old-fashioned passion? That kind of rhymes. That'd be a nice song, Brother Brian. Where's that old-fashioned passion? That you just get so desperate for God and for a miracle and for a blessing and for your children and your family that you just say, God, here I am. God, I lay everything aside. I lay everything down. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. But God, I'm putting this in your hand. That desperate prayer, that desperate cry for a mama or a daddy or a saint. Praying. We need some people. We need some Christians. We need some people in our society to stand up. And from their innermost being, begin to cry out to God with desperation. Oh God, my back is against the wall. Oh God, I don't have any other options but you. And that's the problem. In America, we have a lot of options. When I preached the All Nations Conference in Athens, Greece, literally thousands of people walked for hours to get to the service. In order to start the service, we literally had to quiet them down because they were praying and asking God to touch them. They needed a miracle in their life. I took back from that trip a lesson learned. I am blessed. Oh, I have a roof over my head. I didn't have to sit out in the rain yesterday. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am desperate. Yeah, I don't like this at all, Pastor. Hallelujah. If you are in the choir, you are dismissed at this time. I am blessed. We've got to realize that even as bad as it gets, even as things happen in our life, situations and trials and unexpected things, that we are blessed and God is in control of us. Why? Because we've submitted our lives and our hearts and souls to God. We've surrendered our all to Him. God will bless us and bless those that go after His blessing. Jacob passionately pursued the blessing of God. Genesis 32 and 26, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he's rolling around and wrestling, and he has his hip dislocated. And he held on until the blessing came. If you and I would get as desperate as Jacob, just, I'm not letting go of this, God, until you bless it and take care of it. But our attitude seems to be in this generation, well, God, if God wants to bless me, Brother Chris, it'll happen when he gets ready in his own good time. And God knows my need. And when he gets ready to fix it, he'll just bless me. Well, God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. You just keep right on thinking that way and praying that way. And you'll end up staying right where you are. I'll tell you who God will recognize and bless. It's that somebody. It's that someone, man or woman, boy or girl, that goes after that blessing. Here I am, God, bless me. When the opportunity comes, you can't prepare for the opportunity. You've got to be prepared so when the opportunity gets here, you can act. The prayer I made the week that I met you and Pastor, the prayer was desperate. The prayer was pure from my heart. God, I've got to have your blessing. God, you've got to open a door or I'm gone. I'm going back to a ship. I'm going back to something I know. I know I can make this money. God, I'm desperate. Now do something about it. Chris, and here I am today, blessed and favored of God, because I got desperate, and when the opportunity came, I didn't say, well, I'll think about it. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I can be there. Yes, sir, I'm your man. God will bless you, but you've got to do some things. You've got to reach out. You've got to get some things in your life and your heart right. You got to get some situations in the processes of your family right. You can't keep living how you did in the world and expect God to bless you and take you to the next step until you start getting in the proper process of the Word of God and opening your heart to the Word of God. It's not instantaneous. It's one step at a time. Our attitude has got to change. Our passion has got to get passionate again. Blind Bartimaeus, you think he'd listen to them? Oh, be quiet. It's Jesus, they don't want to hear you. Jesus, have mercy on me. He would scream out passionately. Why? He was desperate. Sometimes I really wonder if God doesn't put us through some things just to get our attention and to make us wake up and say, you know what, God, I really do still need you. I really do have to have you. I've gotten self in the way long enough, God. I need to take a step back and get you as my priority. Matthew 7 and 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He didn't say stand there. He didn't say sit there. Just wait on it. He said knock. He said, seek it. I'm leaving. I'm not leaving here. God, I'm not leaving without a blessing. You don't have to be down. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be frustrated anymore. Just begin to get it in your mind. God is a blessing God. I want the if blessing. God, I'll do whatever is required of me, but I want that blessing. God, I'm going to do what you said I need to do. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know where. But I'm here to tell you, this book does not lie. It does not lie. God's not always early, but he's always on time. Always on time. God may not give you what you want, sir, ma'am, but he'll always give you enough of what you need. He is a blessing God. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He not only owns the cattle, but he owns the hills. Amen. He owns you. He knows your name. He knows how many hairs on top of your head. Some of us are blessed with more than others. Some of us have thicker than hair than others. But I thank God he knows how many few strands I have left. I saw my sister last week and she said, "You look like you've painted your hair. Have you been painting?" I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "You're getting mighty gray." I didn't like it either. Balaam was hired by Balak, king of Moab, to curse Israel. 3 different times Balaam tried to curse Israel. But every time he opened his mouth, a blessing came out. He finally told the king, "I can't curse what God has blessed. I can't do it. And God has blessed Israel. What God has blessed cannot be cursed. I want to have the blessings of God. I want to do whatever is required to have his anointing and blessings on my life." When your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you became one of his and you are blessed. Hear me today. You can have your blessing. You can have your miracle. You can be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Have you ever thought about that? The blood of the Lamb is easy. He was crucified, but the word of your testimony. A testimony, it means you went through something. It doesn't mean it was easy, smooth sailing. It means, hey, I've been through some junk. I've fallen on my face and messed up. But I've been an overcomer. I made it through. God saw me through. Why? Because I did the if. I had the if blessing. You've got to get the if in your life. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. We've got to begin to pray. We've got to begin to call on the name of God like never before. The devil may work. He may fight. He may bawl and squall. He may tell you, "You're a loser. You can't make it." But I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar this morning. He is a liar. You can make it. You can live for God. You can have God's blessings in your home and in your life. Got to get in proper process. God has a blessing for this church. God has a blessing for your family. I remember when I was a little boy, I'm closing. I was a little boy, my dad, we moved from a house we had lived in for about 7 years. And some of my greatest and worst memories are there. After we got everything moved, Dad brought us back to the house and he said, "Come on, guys." And we walked in the house and he began to pray. And he said, "God, I'll never forget it. I know he did it. God was with us, but I know he did it as a symbol to try to teach us something, the children, me and my sister." He said, "God, you've been with us in this house. You've blessed us here. God, you've provided. We've had many years of success and blessing. God, we're moving. God, we've moved everything that we own out of this house and we've sold this house. It's no longer ours. God, we just want to make sure you go with us." I'll never forget that. He opened the front door and he said, "God, I'd like to usher you." He opened the front door of the car and said, "God, here you go. I want you to ride in the front." And he shut the door and we all got in the back. We went to the new house. He opened the door. It was symbolic, but it was putting something inside of us as children. He opened the door to the new house. He said, "God, here's our new home." He anointed the door. He said, "God, I want you to bless this home. Protect us. Provide for us. God, you protect us when we don't even know we need to be protected." And God did. God did. God is a blessing. God. You can be an overcomer today. You can receive God's blessings today. Ephesians 1 and 3, "Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Ephesians 2 and 6, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, I want to sit in heavenly places. I want to have the blessings of God on my life. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for your word. Thank you for every family that's here. I ask that you touch every home, every life. God, let your blessings be upon us. Order our steps, our thoughts, our words. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet somebody in the fear of the Lord. We'll take a quick break, come back for worship service. Choir will be singing today after announcement, so worship with them. If you weren't here Wednesday and want to sing, you missed choir practice at 10 o'clock, so be here next time. God bless you. Let's take a quick break.